Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, February 6th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. A long-awaited bipartisan deal designed to sharply cut down on illegal crossings at the U.S. border appears on track to fail in the U.S. Senate. The $118 billion proposal includes funding for immigration enforcement, about $60 billion for Ukraine, and $14 billion for Israel. According to a Journal tally, 22 Senate Republicans publicly say they'd vote against the deal, leaving party leaders close to walking away from the bill a day before a key procedural vote. The bill's passage has been complicated by election year posturing and stiff opposition from former President Donald Trump. Nikki Haley has applied for Secret Service protection because of increasing threats that she's received as Trump's last major opponent for the 2024 GOP nomination. The former South Carolina governor told the Journal that she had faced, quote, multiple issues, though her campaign didn't respond to a query seeking additional details about the threats she had received. And audio streaming giant Spotify has made progress in its goal of becoming consistently profitable, narrowing its loss to about $75 million in the final quarter of 2023 from $290 million in the prior year period. That's thanks to a price increase, as well as growth in its ad business and cost-cutting measures, including a decision to lay off 17% of its staff late last year. And we should note that Dow Jones & Co., publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a content partnership with Spotify. Chinese stocks have had their best day in more than a year as Beijing seemed to ramp up efforts to boost equities. Meanwhile, other Asian markets ended the day mixed. European shares are looking for direction, while U.S. stock futures are lower following yesterday's slump. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.